Christmas. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the derivation was in Latin, and it was two words. The first was crest, and the last one was emas. And it literally represented a festival of the Christ. In Spanish, mas, and that's the original English spelling of emas, it's M-A-S, and that is the spelling also in Spanish, and it means more. So more of the Christ. If one considers Christmas as a celebration of the birth of Christ, one could look at that from a spiritual standpoint and say it's the awakening of the Christ within. For the Christ is a description of the God consciousness. On page 497 of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, chapter 14, entitled Recapitulation, the sixth tenet reads as follows: "And we solemnly promise to watch and pray for that mind to be in us which was also in Christ Jesus, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us, and to be merciful, just, and pure." Obviously, the golden rule goes hand in hand with letting the mind that was in Christ Jesus to be within us. In other words, it is already within us, but we need to be awakened to a greater sense of it, a more pure sense of it. Substance is a quality of spirit, and spirit is one of the synonymous terms for God, along with mind, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. The synonymous terms for God represent qualities, and these qualities interact with each other in one grand network. Even though each one has their own unique characteristics, qualities, nature, and so forth, they interact and connect with themselves and with all of the other of the seven synonymous terms. When I say they interact with each other and with themselves, think about mind, for example, wherein one of the qualities of mind is omniscience. Mind is also creative activity, action. And if we think about the qualities of omniscience, that includes the qualities of intelligence, wisdom, and knowing. If we combine creative activity with intelligence, wisdom, and knowing, and combine those with action, then we can have an intelligent, wise, and knowing action that came from the creative activity of mind itself, and then the result is performance. Performance is then measured as power. So power really is a result of performance that is intelligent, wise, and knowing, with the creative activity of mind itself. Certainly, if there is any mistake, there would not be performance. It would be an absence of performance. In other words, if it is ignorant, if it is without knowledge, if it is not wise, then it would not result in performance. The result would be broken. It would be an absence of result. It would be an absence of performance, and therefore an absence of power. Performance is only if it is composed of the qualities that are lasting. Otherwise, it would be a failure of performance. Thinking along this line leads us to a conclusion that mistakes cannot result in performance. Error cannot result in performance. Therefore, real power, which is only from the intelligent, wise, and knowing action of the creative activity and the action of mind, those are the elements that are required. That's the only thing that would bring about performance, and therefore the only thing that would bring about power. Therefore, power cannot have an opposition or a competition. It is either power or it is not power. If all of the elements are good and perfect, then it is power. If it is not, if there's a single element missing, then it is an absence. It is like an engine that will not operate, that will not perform. There's no power. Without performance, there is no power. Without having the spiritual ingredients, there is no power. Well, that's an example of how a synonymous term, the qualities thereof, operates within itself. They interact and interconnect with themselves. And of course, that can obviously and is applicable to interacting and connecting with all of the other qualities of all of the other synonymous terms. One, for example, could not have a life that was a life that was representative of a spiritual life unless it included spiritual power, because there would be nothing that would give it animation. So life would need to be an intelligent life. It would need to be a wise life. It would have to be a life of action. Certainly could not be a life of passiveness, because that's not life. That's the absence of life. Thinking about Christmas, and about Christmas meaning more Christ, we need to utilize the qualities of God in order to bring about more Christ. Because the Christ consciousness is only consciousness if it is active. Consciousness means that we are aware of it, and it is action. It is not passive. It is active. Like a motive. A motive can't be passive. That's a quality of truth, as is consciousness. But it has to be an active motive. And if we have an active motive, that means it's a motive that is of a spiritual nature. Truth is active when it is coupled with activity. We need to be aware of the truth. we need to be applying it. We need to be letting it guide the path that we are traveling. If we are living the Christ by letting that mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, that means that we are seeking continuous progress. Mary Baker Eddy defines progress as improvement in one's spirituality. The only way we can have improvement in spirituality is if we are giving up the material sense of life, truth, and intelligence in matter, or mortal mind, or electricity, anything at all that is unlike God. If we are giving up things that are unlike God and replacing those with God-like qualities, then we are progressing. We are becoming more spiritual. Mary Baker Eddy states that infinite progression is concrete being. Thinking about mind being infinite, there is no end in order to attain concrete being. It is a constant progression. It is a continuous, uninterrupted, ceaseless prayer. Prayer being our thought, speech, and action, whereby everything one is doing is following the Christ, following the mind that was also in Christ Jesus. Moment is defined as the smallest amount of time. Mary Baker Eddy states that the difference between success and failure is attributed more to anything else than the way we utilize the moment. That's the opposite of going to study for whatever period of time, and as soon as we stop studying, then we go back and live a life that is totally unrelated to whatever it was that we were studying that we learned from. If one takes classes from advanced teachers, any kind of class, it can be a class on chemistry, physics, mathematics, any kind of business, homemaking, anything at all, mechanics, quantum mechanics, education, teaching others, children, teaching any age, college professors, teaching other teachers, doing research. It doesn't matter what one is involved in. Every moment, there is an opportunity to either be living the Christ or ignoring it. One of the most successful people in business wrote a book called The Art of the Deal. And that gentleman said, if I would have thought about the money I was going to make on the deal, it probably would have been a failure. He said, I always focused on the elements that would make the deal happen. In other words, be a intermediary, if you will, between what needed to be done and what was required in order to make it happen. It wasn't a matter of monetary measurement, it was a matter of the structure of the deal. It was the system that was going to be needed to put that structure into action to bring about performance. The art of the deal. The art of the deal of Christ. Thank you, Mary Baker Eddy, for giving us the key to the scriptures. The glossary, chapter 17, is such an important chapter. One cannot afford to just look up one word and forget it. The whole thing is structured in a very scientific manner. There are actually 144 parts to it, which is a 12 by 12 matrix. Christ in Christmas has a very specific structure. The chapters of Science and Health are in a very specific structure. Mary Baker Eddy was structured to perfection. And obviously, it was all divine direction. She totally rearranged Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures in the last few years. I believe it was around 1903. That might be off a year or so. And beginning the book with the chapter on prayer gives one a foundation so that they can build the Christ consciousness within themselves, or rather become aware of what is already within and be able to practice it. We can only practice what we are aware of, and we can only learn what we practice. We cannot learn from a book. We have to learn by doing. A book can give us information, give us ideas, but one needs to make it their own by actually tailoring it to their own uniqueness, not changing the facts, for they are like truth. They cannot be changed. But one needs to adapt how they can be utilized for one's own uniqueness. Individuality is a very, very important aspect of the qualities of God. There are no two people that are identical. Everyone has their unique purpose. Everyone has their unique characteristics. And when we respect the characteristics of another person and not try to interfere and let them work out their own salvation, then we are letting that mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. Christ did not try to interfere with other people. He was there to help if they were of a thought that was open to what he was able to offer them. If one looked to Jesus for a quality that seemed to be more obvious than any other one, although he obviously perfected all the qualities in himself, expressing all the qualities of God. But it seems like the word love would be a symbol of something that was very obvious in his characteristics. Even when he was on the cross, he was loving. When he was being arrested, he was loving. love includes the term oil, and oil is a lubricant. Love is the best lubricant in the world, for it will reverse an attitude of aggression. It will reform and transform its opposite, which is hate. By transforming, I mean it will replace it with the opposite. Love includes forgetting anything that is contrary to it. No memory of hate or anything that is unlike love, period. It evaporates, never to be known. Frederick L. Rawson, one of the more advanced students of Christian Science, wrote a book that is an encyclopedia of 1,315 different problems or ailments, discords. And he also discovered how to heal retroactively. In other words, overcome time and space whereby the healing took effect before he was even contacted. That is in two of his books, which are on our website. Retroactive healing. Very, very interesting concept. He did it hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. There are certainly many ways that we can have Christmas be active in our life moment by moment. It has nothing to do with a calendar. It has everything to do with awakening to the possibilities of perfection and how we can live a life with more Christ in consciousness. Awaken within ourselves what is already there. Become aware of it. Learn by living it. Like Jesus, who saw the perfect man, we need to translate everything that appears to be ungodlike to the reality. We must divorce anything that is ungodlike from any personality, whether it's ourselves or anyone else. We have to isolate the evil as not being person, but being suspended, just waiting for something to give it substance. And we must fail to give it substance. We must not give it substance. We must not let it connect to a personality, ours or anyone else's. If we follow through by letting more of the Christ be within us in everything we think, say, or do, we will be celebrating moment by moment the real meaning of Christmas: awakening and working toward ascension by making moment by moment progress spiritually. God is all there is. There is nothing but God. Amen.